Bonjour et bienvenue. Welcome to the GCSE French Study Guide podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're mastering a topic that's absolutely crucial for hitting those top marks in your speaking and writing exams: adjectives and adverbs. Get this right, and you'll see a huge difference in your quality of language scores. So let's get started. First up, adjectives. The golden rule in French is the adjective must agree with the noun it describes. Think of it like a chameleon changing its color. We need to think about two things. Gender, is the noun masculine or feminine? And number, is it singular or plural? Let's take a simple one, grand, big or tall. For a masculine singular noun like un garçon, it's just grand. 3-2, our grand garçon, easy. For a feminine singular noun like une fille, we add an e, une grande fille. You hear that? The d is pronounced. For masculine plural, des garçons, we add an s, des grands garçons. The s is silent. And for feminine plural, des filles, we add s, des grandes filles. Again, the s is silent, but the e makes the d sound. We'll look at some irregulars too, like blanc, which becomes blanche, or long, which becomes long. Now, where do they go? Unlike English, most French adjectives come after the noun. Une voiture rouge, not une rouge voiture. But there's a key exception you must memorize. It's the acronym BAGS. B is for beauty, beau, jolie. A is for age, jeune, vieux, nouveau. G is for goodness, bon, mauvais. And S is for size, grand, petit. These go before the noun. So, une belle voiture, un jeune garçon, bon repas, une petite maison. Remember BAGS? Now for adverbs. These describe verbs, and the good news is they are much simpler because they are invariable. They don't change. The most common way to form an adverb is to take the feminine singular form of the adjective and add ment. So rapide, which is the same for masculine and feminine, becomes rapidement. Lent, slow, becomes lente in the feminine, so the adverb is lentement. There are a few irregulars to watch out for. Adjectives ending in ent change to ement, like prudent, becomes prudomment. And adjectives ending in ent change to ement, like constant, becomes constament. Time for some top exam tips. First, examiners love to test agreement. Before you write any adjective, identify the gender and number of your noun. It's a simple check that saves marks. Second, watch out for invariable adjectives, especially colors like marron, brown, and orange. These never change. Des chaussures marron, nose. A common mistake is putting all adjectives before the noun like in English. Don't do it. Unless it's a bags adjective, it goes after. For adverbs, a classic error is forgetting to start from the feminine form. For fou, mad, the feminine is folly, so the adverb is follement, not fument. Ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? I'll give you a noun and an adjective. You say the correct phrase. Ready? Livre and intéressant. Pause. Un livre intéressant. Next, maison and grand. Pause. Une grande maison. Grande is a bags adjective. Last one, how do you make sérieux into an adverb? Pause. Feminine is sérieux, so the adverb is sérieusement. Well done. So, to summarize, adjectives must agree in gender and number. Most go after the noun, except for bags adjectives. Adverbs are usually formed by adding ment to the feminine adjective form. That's it for today. Keep practicing those agreements, and you'll be well on your way to a top grade. Merci et à la prochaine.